Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I'm so glad you're here, whether you're listening live or you're catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're tuning in, no matter how you got here, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. All of us are on a journey of healing. And I believe that all of us are healers in our own way. My guest on today's show is Elizabeth Cosmos. Her healing journey led her to a magnetic and wise teacher. The loss of that teacher was another step on her soul path. Beth has since continued her work as a healer and a teacher of Amadeus healing, and that strengthened her connection with the spiritual realm. She's the author of the book Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. Now, I will introduce you to Beth in just a moment, but first, please zip on over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. I've got a free audio up there that's designed to help you jumpstart your daily spiritual practice. You can find out what's coming up on the radio show and much more. I've got some great stuff, little extra podcasts coming up next week that you might want to check out, and some good stuff for Halloween. If you remember, spirit medium David Baker was on this show and has been on my Blog Talk radio show. He and I are cooking up something very special and a little bit scary. So listen for that toward the end of the month. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance and you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more information about that too. And now, Elizabeth Cosmos has practiced integrative medicine for more than 25 years. She was responsible for the founding and development of a comprehensive hospital-based integrated medicine program for alternative therapies at St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she's also the founder of the International Association of Amadeus. She's an ordained minister, and her formal education includes a PhD and PhD, Doctorate of Theology. She studied with the Karo shamans of Peru and interacted with the Guarani indigenous peoples of the Brazilian Atlantic rainforest. She's an international teacher for Amadeus energy healing. She travels extensively all over the place, teaching the Amadeus healing method to groups and lecturing at events worldwide. You can find out more about the healing method, more about Beth, and more about her book at AmadeusInternational.com. Now let me spell it out for you. AmadeusInternational.com. Beth, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I was saying to you just before we went on the air, I'm really enjoying the book. This is a story that is at once very personal. It's the story of your personal healing journey and also universal. And I love this. It's a wonderful book. The book is Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. What is Ama? And it's written Ama-Deus. What does that mean?
Good question, Karen. That's Latin. And that means to love God. Ama is to love. Verb to love, and Deus is God. My teacher's background was he was Brazilian, so he spoke Portuguese. The people he studied with, where Amadeus actually comes from, this tribe of Indians in the Amazon, the Guarani, speak Guarani. And I believe that Alberto gave this name in its Latin context so that it wasn't connected to any particular culture. You know, he used to say that no one has a copyright on God's love.
Mm.
So I think he gave it Latin so that it was a universal title, language, so to say.
And he himself was someone who kind of flowed easily through many cultures, many languages, had many experiences, actually went and lived with the Guarani, right, for quite a long period of time. And he was kind of a universal guy as well, right? Crossed many cultural boundaries.
Yes, he was. He spoke, he told people, he would lecture people that he spoke seven languages. He told people that he traveled all over the world. Of course, he himself was a natural-born healer at the age of five. And that's what sort of started his career. But it wasn't until about the last 10 years of his life that he had an opportunity to meet these people. They knew he was coming. And in that, that was where the interaction began, where they shared with him their sacred wisdom. He never dreamt, Karen, he never dreamt, and he said this often, that he would be teaching people how to do healing, something that came natural to him. So as he began teaching this, that was a whole new thing for him. And to be sharing this, but the Guarani, he studied with them for about 10 years, and the Guarani tapped him on his chest in the heart area and said, "Go and share this with the world."
Wow!
If you've seen the movie The Mission, he used to talk about this too. I think they were probably filming there the same time that he was interacting with the Guarani. But the movie The Mission actually depicts this specific tribe of people, and I don't want to give too much away, but you'll see in there when you do watch it that these people have a natural propensity to music, and also incredibly spiritual people.
For people,
that can be such a thing as incredibly spiritual.
Right. Well, but we all are. I mean, I think that's part of the point, is that this is
exactly
about tapping into something universal. It's about giving people a way to kind of tune into the flow of the love of God. Is that right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's available to anyone, to all of, I mean, I feel, to all of us, wherever we are, whatever state we're in. It's just that sometimes we aren't aware that we can open to that. Sometimes we need help to open that door a little bit.
Absolutely. I think that, I believe that when we center ourselves in our heart and begin seeing the world through the perception of the heart, that we begin to understand who we are, we begin to realize the truth of who we are, and that's where love resides. And that we are love. We are the love and light of the Creator. We're made in the image and likeness. And so, yes, to tap into love, absolutely. That's what's drawing us back to Source. That's the force that is drawing us, compelling us to come back to this awareness in the heart.
I've been watching a lot of television, which I probably shouldn't ought to do, and there's a lot of political coverage on. And as I watch the news and I watch political coverage and I kind of look around and to talk with the people I talk with every day, it's almost like there's another force that draws us, that tells us that we shouldn't live in our heart. There's another force that kind of tells us we should live in fear, to, you know what I mean, step away from the flow of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to run and be scared and draw lines and set boundaries and make harsh judgments. And how can people listening step more into that place of the heart?
Yeah, first off, that was beautifully said, and there was a key word that you said in there, too, is judgment. You know, we have to really be careful of judgment, and when this political drama is going on, and not just here, I think globally now, we're pulled in globally with all the activities that are going on, that to remind oneself not to attach to the feelings, to the emotions of this, because I feel or I sense that they're not vibrating at the highest vibration. Like you say, they're vibrating at more at fear.
Yes.
If we were to talk to any one of these people in any situation, sit down one-on-one and talk with them, we would find, you know, everyone is the same. Smiling is universal. Loving is universal. Everybody wants it. Everybody needs it. Everybody understands that this is what they're looking for in their life. No matter what stage or life process you're going through, isn't love a huge component? Mm-hmm. And so when we see these things that are happening all around us, I, you know, myself, I'm very much on guard that I watch, that I don't, if I'm pulled into conversation, how is my conversation? Where is it coming from? Am I joining this force that just keeps alive this a lower vibration? If we want to change this world, we begin with ourselves and how we can keep and maintain ourselves at a higher vibration and find the love. If I can't find something positive to say, then I back up, because then I find myself judging. And judging is nothing other than when you have a conversation about one side or the other, it's saying, in essence, that you are above someone.
Mm. And I think, too, that fear doesn't heal. Love heals. I think that's the message of the book, if I could pull out one thing. What is Beth's book about? Love heals. And fear,
exactly.
Fear doesn't heal. So when I enter that conversation and I'm coming from a place of fear and I'm looking for the ways that you're different than me, or that maybe I don't like you, or you take something from me, or you represent something that makes me angry, that's an example of not healing going on in that very conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so. Very much so. Alberto used to say that you cannot heal until you first love. No matter what healing technique. Now, remember, he was a natural-born healer. He'd been all over the world seeing all kinds of things. But he said, no matter what technique you're using, if you've not tapped into love, you're not healing.
Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to get into love and stay in love consistently because we're so used to being out of that, so used to not coming from that place.
Yes, and this is where I would like to interject. Maybe this might help a little bit. When people ask me, you know, I'm in love. Why do I need to be initiated into this healing technique and to use this? And I would say, absolutely, they are. We've all had those moments of very profound feelings in the heart of a connection. And we know from that experience that we could label that unconditional love, as much as we can experience that. And so why is it that we have these techniques or these modalities for healing? The way I look at it, Karen, is that, you know, I live in the Midwest, and we had a drought. And I had a garden. If I wanted to keep my garden, I could go turn the water on and I could irrigate it. And I think that's the same thing in healing, is that we can, at wonderful times, we feel in love and we feel connected, but when do we need it the most? When we have something unsettling that comes in, when we feel out of balance, and then it's difficult to feel like we're connected.
Yes.
So we have these sort of like irrigations. We can just tap into it and reach for it and know that it's there and know that love is working.
Now we need to go to a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Beth Cosmos. Her book is Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. And we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. It doesn't take much to make me smile with glee. All I need is a Wednesday evening on the radio with you and my guest, Beth Cosmos. She's the author of the book, Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. You can find out more about Beth, about her story, the book, and this healing method, which she travels all over the world to share with people, to teach them. You can find out more at amadeusinternational.com. That's AMADEUS-international.com. Beth, welcome back.
Thank you.
Were you dancing just a little bit? Were you?
Yes. Okay. This is very fun.
Good. Yeah, me too. I would be embarrassed if I was the only one, but if it's both of us, it's okay. We were talking before the break, you were talking about why people need to be initiated and how sometimes we need a little bit of extra connection to help us step into that flow of love, especially when the when times are difficult, when we're having a drought, so to speak. Can you tell a little bit about your own initiation, about your own discovery of this method? Because it seemed like an accident, but it wasn't really an accident, was it?
No, it was not an accident. Well, Karen, when, you know, I had been initiated in one other energy healing technique, and that was Reiki. So I did have some sense that this was going to happen when I took Amadeus. I think the thing that happened for me here was this was the first time I ever took a class. When I was doing Amadeus, let me just back up a little bit, I was just stepping into, for the first time, many of these different workshops that were on the spiritual path, so to say. And I discerned which ones I should go to by always attending with a very good friend of mine who was very, very gifted psychically. So I trusted her. And when some things happened to me synchronistically for this upcoming class on Amadeus, I wasn't quite ready to say, is this really happening to me? And so I did go ahead and take this class all by myself, not knowing anyone, not going with anyone. And so that was the side that was a little unnerving for me at first. But the funny thing is as soon as I was initiated or got, or was, so to say, connected to this energy, it was literally like when you see in the comic books where the little light bulb like goes on, bing, huh. That happened to me, and that was very, very profound, and it seemed like that was the beginning of everything for me with this. It was like I went home. There was so much comfort, there was so much peace that was around me for this event, and I think that's the word that I like to use when we talk about fear. I think peace is the absence of fear. And so in that, having that peacefulness, I had the passion and such drive to learn all that I could. Does that kind of help to answer
it
that
question? Does.
No, yes. Yeah, I went off a little bit. Sorry.
No, it does. Oh, my goodness, we accept that on this show. You may go wherever you like. What I was thinking about was your initial, when you connected with Alberto, the Alberto Aguas, the teacher, you, even in that first meeting, in that first weekend training, got a little bit of a message sort of about the connection, and also that maybe he was going to pass, that he was not physically well. And can you say a little bit about, as the years went by, how your connection with him deepened, and then it led to you kind of carrying on this work as you're doing now?
Sure. Obviously, he had a powerful connection with this healing method. And that's what happened to me. And so there's going to be a natural connection because like attracts like, and you have groupings of people. So first off, you have to understand that Alberto was bigger than life. He was someone who was very, very powerful, very magnetic. If you walked into a room, you knew that. He was beautiful on all levels. I mean, to look at when he spoke, he had just a rich, beautiful voice. People would stop. He would always command an audience. And so that was an easy connection, absolutely. But for me more, it was the energy. I think, I know I put this in the book, that if you've seen the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, how this man became almost cuckoo about building that mountain in his house and having to go to this place, I was almost kind of the same way after I was initiated into Amadeus. I could not get enough of it. I had to run my, whether to give it to people, sharing it. And so that's what I was looking for when I reached out to Alberto as a teacher. And he responded beautifully. And he taught me. And he guided me along. And in those 3 years before he passed, he used me frequently during the class to demonstrate the symbols. Well, I was all ecstatic about actually experiencing these under his hands, you know, receiving the healing for him, but also the experience of Amadeus in very specific situations, and then be able to describe those back to the class. I didn't realize what that was actually doing. Yes, I was overjoyed because I was receiving the healing and the experience, but really what it was positioning me for was to be able to share this with other people at a teaching level. Those experiences were very powerful. And Alberto, with people who really knew him, there's people alive now that really knew him, he was very powerful and gifted in many, many ways. He didn't speak about it. He was very humble. I mean, he knew what people were meditating on in the classroom. He could pick anybody out and tell you what you were meditating on. So, you know, this I was absolutely enamored with how much I could learn from him. In those last few months before he passed, when he was very, very sick, he did not stop teaching me. And it was just very, very beautiful. So I was very fortunate, very fortunate. And it gave me the tools and the courage to step forward to carry this sacred wisdom on.
Beth, after he passed, did you continue to communicate with him while he was in spirit?
Yes. Karen, my understanding when a soul passes is that there's a certain amount of time there. In fact, you're even taught in Amadeus. There's a certain amount of time that you really refrain. You allow that soul to go through a process on the other side first. So I really kind of waited for him to contact me. And in the beginning, the first, well, yes, there was a lot of contact. But it was very interesting. There was almost like another learning for the steps and the levels of that a person is experiencing on the other side. Because when he first would come, the dreams indicated that he wasn't fully ready to communicate yet, but sort of just kind of keeping in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And each dream built on that, where he was a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And so it was that was another very, very interesting experience with him. And then of course now, he comes in and out all the time, but he loves the system so much that he's very definitely always present when Amadeus is going on.
That's wonderful, though, because my sense is that, at least my personal sense is that when we pass, we become more closely aligned with that flow of divine love. It's easier for us to receive us because we are out of our physical bodies and can actually be in that flow of love. And it's wonderful that he can be everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. He was a big force behind writing this book, let me tell you. Very much so.
Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Beth Cosmos. Her book is Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. And you can check out Beth, you can check out her work, find out more about the Amadeus Healing Method at amadeusinternational.com. That's amadeusinternational.com. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Beth Cosmos. Her book is Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. We're talking about the Amadeus healing method, about tapping into the flow of the love of God, healing from the sacred energy of the universe. Now, Beth, we were talking before the break about your teacher, Alberto Aguas, and how you became maybe not obsessed, but really, really focused on on learning all you could, exploring all you could about the Amadeus healing method. And after he passed, you felt, in fact, you received a message from Ama, from the woman who's known as the Hugging Saint, telling you that you were to carry on his work. So how did you go about that? Wow, now you've got to carry on the work. How do you even start that?
I have to think back and really think how all that happened. I just know that, yes, as you said, I had visited Ama because I was in very deep sadness and losing Alberto. And she had given me this message that I should carry this technique on, which kind of jolted me out of my sadness, so to say, because that thought never, ever had entered my mind. And so I'm returning home after having that message. I thought about it, and I talked to several people that knew him, and knew him very well, knew him before I knew him. And this all just seemed to be kind of in divine order. And so the very first class I put together is I really put together people who knew him and had taken the very first class with him. and I was just teaching them the second level. And then one thing led to another. And before I knew it, I really didn't have to put anything out there. People were coming to me and wanting this information. And so it just kept building. And, you know, next I was pulled to Europe, and then I was pulled to South America, and I was pulled up into Canada with Marilyn Rosner. Marilyn Rosner, who has a big conference and a big center up in Montreal, knew Alberto also, and she's very, very gifted psychic. She called me. She knew, too. He had been talking with her. And she called me to come up and to teach this. Alberto had actually taught up at her place. So it was just very interesting. It just sort of unfolded on its own, and I just responded, and it was nice how it unfolded like that, because I could grow with it also in this new stepping stone of being a teacher, because it brings a whole new set of responsibility.
Yes, I can see how that would be, because now you're not just on your journey, you're shaping the journeys of others.
Exactly.
Now,
go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, with the we're talking about teaching the method, and I'm wondering what if I come for healing, and you are using this healing modality on me, the Amadeus method. What do I experience? What is it like? How can you describe this as someone who was coming for healing might experience it?
Okay, so. A typical healing session is done on a table where somebody relaxes. Alberto used to say, the more that you can relax, the more you can receive. In fact, he said he used to pray that people would go to sleep, because then they could really receive. Just get out of the way and let the energy do the work. Music is usually always played when somebody works with this. I always do, because that's what Alberto did, and I, you know, basically copied everything that he was doing. But it also helps, I believe it helps the person. So, what does somebody experience? I think we want to be very, very careful here in what we say, because we don't want to condition what someone's experience could be.
Yes.
You know, some people might experience a physical sensation. Other people might receive images. The one very common theme that I see is that people do talk about how peaceful feeling is, how rested, how relaxed and peaceful they become when they first encounter this energy.
Uh-huh.
And then for whatever reason that person is coming for healing, and each person is unique. So, like I said, some people it could be an image. Some people might not be anything at all. But that's where trust comes in, because the energy is doing the work. It's not that it's not. The big word here is trust. You know, when we ask for something, we ask for healing. We have to trust that it is happening in the time frame that the universe sees is most appropriate for us.
Yes. And have to be receptive to the healing as well. As you said, the more you relax, the more you can receive, that being open to the healing. Do you believe that healing is a matter of free will? Can someone deny healing that's offered?
Well, we could put it more this way, that healing is more a self-responsibility. You know, Alberto used to say, when you say, I want to love, you're really saying, I want to heal. Huh. And healing is a self-responsibility. It's about, you know, your great healers and your great mystics and your gurus all expect active participants. They don't expect passive. In other words, you come and somebody's going to do something to you. Now, when you want to heal, you're making a commitment to yourself that you want to make your life better and remove all these impediments that are keeping us from feeling the love and the light all the time.
It's difficult because sometimes I think we hang on to those things that stop us because we're so used to hanging on to them that it's hard to imagine letting them go.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I think we find, this is what happened, my personal story in the book, it's almost you get pushed against the wall before you say, okay, I'm ready, let's do something about this. I'm tired about all this happening, let's do something about this. And that's when I made my choice. And they're blessings. They're really blessings in disguise. So now when trauma enters my life or something that seems out of balance, I can stop and I can say, okay, if this pain is here, then I need to heal something. I own it. This was attracted. So if I can find that path and that way to heal that, then I know that I'm going to be vibrating brighter and at a higher level and higher frequency. And I believe that the purpose of us why we're here on Earth in this schoolyard is to learn what is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And when we find that love and we want to heal, then our lights become brighter. And the purpose of healing is to be a light in the universe.
Yes. Beth, do you think that there are people who think that if we are completely enlightened, if we're walking the right spiritual path, if we're, you know, doing all the, quote, right things, that we'll have perfect physical bodies, perfect physical health. There are also people who believe that that healers are maybe like real people too, and so we have the same physical issues that other people have. I'm wondering where you kind of come down on that question.
Okay, I think I heard you, what you were asking. Somebody like Alberto Aguas, was his life all perfect? Is that what you're kind of asking?
I'm saying, does being spiritually aware mean that you will have perfect physical health, and so that if you see someone who isn't in perfect physical health, that's a sign that something's wrong spiritually and they should get to work fixing that?
Well, let me go back and let me say this. First off, I think that totally enlightened people, very far and few between that are here, and if they are here, then they're here as angelic messengers to help us a little bit along. But
yes,
for those souls that came down here to actually experience a physical incarnation, if they were enlightened, they wouldn't be here. They're done.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, that's my perspective, that, you know, once you're enlightened, you move on. You're all done. It's like you passed, you graduated, and you've gotten this one done. And so all of us are here. All of us play a very specific role in helping each other, no matter what level you're at. There's always somebody above you and somebody below you. And there's a learning in this of helping and being loving to everyone, whether they're below you or above you or with you.
Yes.
If there's such a thing, you know what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh, I do.
So yes, and you know, healers have to be very, very careful themselves about knowing when they have to say no, that maybe that day their energy is low and that they need to be respectful to themselves and self-love.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we hear people get being burned out or this or that happens, and you need to listen to yourself and that. Where the self-love comes in, and respect and understanding.
That's right.
Does that help?
It does. No, it's important to set those boundaries and to remember that the healers are in physical bodies as well. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Beth Cosmos. We'll be right back after this.
Networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, dancing through your Wednesday afternoon or evening, wherever you may be. My guest on today's show is Elizabeth Cosmos. Her book is Amadeus, Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe. You can find more about this energy healing method, the tradition, what's behind it, find out more about Beth and her work at amadeusinternational.com. That's amadeusinternational.com. Beth, we were talking off the air just for a minute there about that idea of physical illness and spiritual perfection. You said something really interesting about how people tend to put healers on a platform. Can you say a little bit about that, how people put healers on that platform and then are surprised when they actually have physical bodies and things go wrong?
Not only do they put them on a platform, but sometimes they cannot even see that the people are hurting themselves and need their prayers. I mean, I watched this happen to Alberto when he was dying.
people would call him and ask him for healing and absolutely disregarded that he was sick. But they knew that. He knew that he wasn't teaching and he was trying to recover. But no, they wanted healing. And it is very interesting. And I think that you know, I don't even know what to think about it myself. But we just have to realize that we are all human and we have our human needs also. And that, like I said, my feeling is that we're all here because we're learning something, and so these things are going to happen in life, no matter if you're a healer, no matter what you are. And just because we're in the spiritual business doesn't mean that, and you're a teacher then, that you're exempt from having things happen to you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And for a lot of us, we are living our own journeys as we are teaching. And so stuff's going to happen to you or to me or to anybody else, just the same as it is to everybody else on the planet. That's how it goes.
Sure. And sometimes those trials and tribulations could be even more given that person's level of awareness and reality. When we look at people like Mother Teresa and we listen to, wow, all the woe that she went through herself, but then the power, and what did she do? She was handed as much as she could handle. And I think that's from a baby teething and wondering, oh, there's pain and there's nothing else. This is the most horrible pain because that's that level of awareness. So I think there's, there's something to be said about that too, that somebody with great gifts are going to have great challenges also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the Amadeus healing method, which you travel all over the world to teach, is something that is passed on orally. It's an oral tradition. There's not a lot written down. And even in the book, you're very clear about there are some things we're not specifically going to discuss. Can you talk about why this is an oral tradition, what that means?
Yes, I love that you asked this question. You know, oral tradition, when I learned this healing technique, it brought me closer to really what is this. You know, my background's archaeology, so you hear about oral tradition. But when you start putting it into practice, you begin realizing more the power that these people had and why they used oral tradition to maintain the integrity of their sacred wisdom. Many of it was kept in secret. And the reason was to keep it spectral, to give reverence. But there's also something I believe, what I'm learning more and more as I studied very intimately investigating the Guarani background, even with our brains and housing and using this part of our brain for accessing information. Amadeus, the way Alberto taught, was that, we could talk about it, people could experience it, but the actual symbols themselves were not to be shared. They were to be kept sacred, and you learn them and place them in your heart. He allowed people to take notes, but not to copy and pass them around. He did not want them. He was very, very passionate about people opening them up for the public eye. He said these have been kept this way for thousands of years, and this is the way it should be passed on. And so in that, everybody was very respectful, and as you learn them from your notes, then you can just put your notes away, and you work with the integrity of the heart in all that you do with this. And the oral tradition, when we think about where does stories come from, and how do stories help heal people, and the indigenous people had very specific people who had to practice and practice and practice these stories so that they were the ones that were entrusted to carry them on, so that they were carried on perfectly. And when you talk to Indigenous people now all over the world, their stories are very much linked. And so we have the purity, and it's maintained its essence. The other piece to this is that we touched that up upon this in the very beginning, is that we're beings of feeling. And let's just talk about that for a minute. If you are in love with another person, or a child, or a dog, or an animal, when you're physically with them, it's wonderful. When you are away from them, you can use the phone. Now, that's great. You know, you can see them on your iPhone and face-to-face, or your computer and Skype and all these different technological things. But I have to ask you, could that ever replace being physically with another human being?
Ah.
And so, we in our physical bodies are built to transmit love heart to heart.
That is a wonderful place where at the end, that's a wonderful place to end it, with the transmission of love from you to me, from the divine, flowing through all of us. Beth Cosmos, thank you so much for being on the show today, for sharing your gift. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Karen.
And thank all of you for listening today. You know, together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.